The next sound you will hear is not one you have ever heard on your radio. We debated at some length whether it was within the bounds of good taste. We decided it most definitely was. This story has been in production for more than 6 weeks. To tell it properly, we shall have to use sounds and voices franker and less temperate than those usually heard on the radio. We believe that too much is not ever said on the radio, that too much of the raw meat and fury of life is spared the listener, in the belief that he must be spoon-fed and must not be permitted to hear any of the brutal naked sounds and phrases that our sons and brothers hear every day. If you're a bit squeamish or sensitive about being an ear witness to open wounds and death, we suggest you tune us out. But I urge you to stay with us. This is a story that has to be told.
Federal law in the U.S. says marijuana is illegal for any purpose in all states. Yet 20% of the states have flat-out legalized marijuana. This means the U.S. government finds it offensive, but state government finds it okay, which makes it weird. Some states have determined it's better to legalize marijuana for numerous reasons. It's used to treat some medical conditions and help some people relax after a hard day, and it reduces some crime rates when it's legalized. In these states where it's legal, there are nice clean shops where you can walk into, get greeted by a nice clerk, browse what you want, buy your weed, and go. Much like buying candy in a Quick Mart. But what if you're in a state where it's not legal for any reason, and you need it to help with some medical condition? But acquiring weed in these states is illegal, which makes it very frustrating to get. You might have to go to some shady corners and some shady parts of town to find a guy selling not just weed, but tons of other hard drugs. And it's sometimes high pressure, where you feel guilty by checking the weight or scared to go into certain houses. These situations are stressful and sometimes scary. But there's a better alternative. Buy your weed online. Here's how you do it. Fire up a VPN, connect to Tor, get some Bitcoin, and buy your drugs on a dark market.
This episode of Captain Blackbeard Radio, my favorite pirate radio show. Great example of what Americans are capable of. Heck, I helped to invent Captain Blackbeard Radio. Was generously brought to you by the great people at the following. Dark Matter Market, the most powerful market in the galaxy. Top grade A stuff. The Dark Matter Market, the best of everything the dark net has to offer. And my personal favorite market, and the only market I endorse, Dark Matter Market. I get all of my Adderall from Dark Matter Market. The only market with a secret shopper program. Heck, guess what? I'm the secret shopper. Pretty soon, all of Trump Towers will be able to access Dark Matter Market. Trocador.app, the champions of exchange. The exchange for all things crypto. Really, really great stuff. Those guys at Trocador.app. I put all of my Monero and Dogecoin through those guys. The Pitch community, I'm on there all the time posting Pepe memes. I love that little frog guy. I also love the Pitch community. If Elon doesn't stop playing video games, I'm going to replace him. With the creator of Pitch, Chen. I love all the Chens, but the last Chen is the best. I'm on there all the time, talking about these celebrities with Russian shut-ins. But I agree with them. The Grand Theft Auto 4 was probably the best in the series. Go on there, have a blast, folks. All of the Captain Blackbeard shows are there, Chen. The Dread community, the OGs of the fun webs. Hug Bunter and Paris are doing great stuff over there. Monero, the XMR community. Monero, the currency of the counterculture. Monero. That's actually how I found out about crypto, was through Monero, when I needed to hide all of my money from the apprentice, the Captain Blackbeard group chat on Pitch. Really, the best people on the internet. People so good you couldn't hire them if you wanted to. Been with us for years. These shows are really for them. The best audience on either side of the internet. We love you guys. If you would like to find past episodes of Captain Blackbeard Radio, make a donation to keep Captain Blackbeard's fleet afloat, or reach out and say ahoy. Please find Captain Blackbeard on Pitch or Enchan. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. We couldn't do this without you. You really are special. Really, really wonderful. We sincerely hope you enjoy the show. And remember, together, let's make the dark net great again.
Fucking taco! A grande taco! Shit! head for you understand. Of course you fucking don't. Farmer dose. God damn it, these fucking Mexican street vendors, I've never seen anything like these people. It's like talking to my ex-wife. They don't hear a fucking word I say.
Ah, come on, pal. These street vendors can cook. Unlike your ex-wife, you're just not talking to them in a commanding tone. You have to talk to them like a man.
Hey, very fucking funny. Thanks for reminding me, asshole. Why don't you give it a shot? Although I don't think you'll do any better. These fucking people don't listen.
All right, watch this. Maybe you'll learn something. Watch how I command respect, even in another language.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, listen to me. Paco, or Juan, or whatever your name is. You come over here, you keep trying to sell us these bead necklaces and barking at us in your Espanol, then I'm going to break you one. I'm going to break you into a million little Mexican pieces. Hey, did you hear me? Hey, damn it.
Jesus. Tap dancing, Christ. This place is madness.
Great job, numbnuts. You really commanded their respect. Now all of the vendors are coming over here. I told you, words have no effect on these people.
Isn't that strange? I don't know why these Mexicans are not respecting my commands. My commands usually work, especially on your ex-wife.
Yeah, I know, dickhead. That's why she's my ex, and it looks like your charm had the same effect. They're all surrounding the car.
No, no, not it, chica. I don't want my hair braided. I'm a man. Stop bothering us.
This fucking goddamn shithole. I'm gonna go crazy, crazy, crazy. It's hot as fuck. My balls haven't stopped sweating since we crossed the border. How the fuck can there be a place where there's no fucking air? How the hell did we get assigned to this fucking madhouse?
Benny, do you think they might be onto us? Maybe.
Hold on, Mike. This might be something.
Confirmado, el sospechoso está en el club nocturno. Plan en marcha. Acción. Todas las unidades. Acción. 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 Todas las unidades. Repetition. Hello, attention please, all units, attention, suspect in nightclub, confirm, suspect is in nightclub.
Holy fucking shit, I don't believe it. Interpol intelligence actually got one, right? We are witnessing a fucking miracle.
Holy cow, Benny, I swear to God, Benny, I'll shoot every last one of these corrompido chota Mexican cops if they miss him again. If he escapes again, Benny, I'm shooting all of them.
I can't believe we found him again. God damn it. We can't let this fucker slip through. Attention, all units, this is Black and White. Plan Alpha, go. Plan Alpha, go. Go, 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 go. God damn it! What the fuck is wrong with your fucking people? Get the fuck away! God damn it!
Benny, but I can't move! Look, all of the memory, I can't move! Benny,
get the fuck out! Oh, you crazy fuck! What the fuck are you doing?
What? Why are you mad? Correct me if I'm wrong, but did you not just say these Mexicans, they don't listen to words?
Mike! Like, God damn it! I knew you were crazy, but I didn't know you were fucking nuts!
What? What's your problem? It's not the first gun that's ever been shot off in Mexico. Come on, Benny, get it together.
All fucking right, but fuck it! Let's go get him! Out of the way! Out of the fucking way! Boop, Martin Luke, United States Federal Agent! Here, what is my bad ass identification now? Fuck off!
Mr. Black, we are ready. My men are ready. We have the building surrounded.
General, get your men! We are going through the front fucking door of that nightclub!
Mr. Black, I will prepare my men. Who will be under your orders?
And General Rodriguez, just so there's no more future misunderstandings, pass the word if any of your men just happen to accidentally miss him. Again, I will assemble the men responsible, and I will personally blow their brains out with this shotgun. You be sure every one of your men knows that. Comprende? Senors.
Si. I understand, Mr. Waite. I will pass the word to my men.
General Rodriguez, tell your men to follow me, the man who puts handcuffs on him, receives $10,000 from Uncle Sam. Now on Dale, General, we have no time to fuck around here. Mike, you're on point. You are kicking the door. Go.
Open the door.
All right, Mike. Like, kick
go.
The fucking go. Door.
No, this door is like a bank vault, Benny.
Get out of the way. I'll take care of this fucking door. All of them, you are under fucking arrest. Search them. Don't let these fucks bless anything. Fuck them. Leave them. God damn it. Oh, fuck, goddamn it.
Okay?
I am okay. The best got both of you. An angel just got their fucking wings, Mike. Hola, dickhead puta. You just fucking fucked an American federal agent caught a dickhead. You are fucked now. Martin, we are finally going to get
William.
William. I'm going to ring the door with explosives! Fire in the hole!
Ladies, don't move a muscle if you want to keep your hands!
Mike, status!
Clear, Mike. I am clear!
Room clear! Clear! Clear!
Benny,
clear.
Over there, floating, in the water fountain.
I don't know, why, what in the fuck, where the fuck did they steal a fountain this big? The city of Chicago?
Well, Agent Black and Agent White, or is it Agent White and Agent Black? I can never remember, but you two boys do make a cute couple.
Well, there's a turd in a punch bowl for you, Mike. Greetings, asshole. I didn't know scum fuck soup was on the menu today.
Well, Benny, he definitely isn't a swan floating around in the fountain.
Well, William, old friend, let's play a game. Guess who's joining the Fuck for Life Club today, William? Can you guess who?
Well, now, a game? How intriguing.
William Tell, by the authority of the Mexican Federal Police, the United States federal government, and just about every recognized government in the free world, you are under arrest.
Thank you.
have a breaking Fox News update. William Tell, alleged and reputed underworld crime boss, who has been a fixture on the FBI's most wanted list for over three decades, was apprehended by Mexican and American law enforcement authorities.
Look, I'm not saying I know the guy or anything like that. William Tell is a legend, and I definitely don't want to piss him off. I'm just saying, I did coke with him one time in the 80s, and it was the best cocaine I've ever snorted. You know, for someone labeled as a bad guy, William Tell was actually quite pleasant. And gentlemanly.
And the recently released New York Times opinion piece on William Tell and how the underworld is becoming chaotic without Tell's stabilizing presence, with waves of violence and chaos breaking out all through society in a ripple effect.
William Tell. This guy has made our mouths water forever. Been everywhere, done everything, knows everyone. William started as a LSD manufacturer and pot grower for a hippie commune in and around Scotland. Then William came over to the States and went big. William Tell started most of the early drug manufacturing websites and forums, which eventually led into what we know now as the dark net. We don't even know half of what this guy is up to. We just know William is connected to everything, one way or another.
Director, do you know why William was down in Mexico?
We don't know that yet, Mr. President. We think, with the recent presidential elections in Mexico, and so many of their candidates being murdered by cartels, there's a power vacuum down there, and William might have been trying to exploit it.
A power vacuum? You mean like a Mexican Dyson? I use the American ones in my hotels. They're great. Top grade A stuff. Are the Mexican Dysons cheaper? Director, do we have a Dyson gap?
Dyson? What? No. No, sir. Not vacuum cleaners. Power vacuum. Power void. With the recent Mexican presidential elections being destabilized and 35 of their potential Mexican presidents being killed, we think William was down there to capitalize on the chaos.
Oh, I see. Well, see what you can do about that vacuum cleaner situation. Anyway, Director, go on. Tell me more about this. William Tell.
We have a whole room devoted to him. In Virginia, he's a very, very bad man.
Yes. A very, very bad man. I understand what you're saying, Director.
If I may please interject here, sir. William Tell represents a new breed of criminals where they don't see themselves as bad guys. They see themselves doing good within a corrupt system. And that's why they pick pen names or handles to represent themselves. William's pen name represents an ancient legend about a man who shot a corrupt official and sparked a revolution, topical still to this day.
That is all very interesting. Director, what is William's real name?
It's Marion, sir.
Marion? Aha, you're kidding. Director, you guys have spent 30 years chasing a guy named Marion?
I'm very sorry, analysts, but I believe this briefing has now entered security clearance level zebra. All those not at security level zebra are going to have to leave the room.
No problem, Director. Well, I guess that's us. Come on, Maria.
Jack, what the hell was that? Why did we get kicked out?
That, my dear, was a lesson.
What? A lesson. I am a Harvard graduate in criminology. I graduate at the top of my class. The government pays me to analyze. You ask me to come to this briefing? I'm just supposed to stay quiet.
Maria, you're one of the brightest young cubs I have. You're going to be a powerful person someday, but with all due respect, you may have more master's degrees than the Pentagon has toilet paper. But right now, you're a brand new government analyst who doesn't know anything about anything. You're being paid to sit there dressed like an adult, keep your mouth shut, and listen, and learn for your future.
Director, how did you guys manage to catch William Tell?
Stroke of luck, sir. Interpol intelligence stumbled upon him in a nightclub. We had two of our agents down there, who just happened to be in the right place at the right time. Agents Black and White, with the help of Mexican forces, underwent heavy fire from local cartel soldiers, but still managed to collar him.
Agents Black and White? That's funny. You guys at the Bureau have a sense of humor, don't you? Well, it sounds like Agents Black and White are doing a bang-up job down there. I think you should promote them and permanently assign them down in Mexico.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, I will take care of it.
When do we get William Tell from the Mexican authorities?
Well, that's proving to be difficult, sir, ever since your election. Every time we call the Mexican embassy, they just put us on hold with an endless loop of mariachi music.
Oh, good Lord. That's ridiculous. Well, let me call them. I am the President of the United States. If they put me on hold, I'll just bomb them until they pick the phone up.
Hola, this is the Mexican National Palace. Javier speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, hello, Javier. This is the President of the United States, Donald Trump. I'd like to speak to the Mexican President, please, about an urgent matter.
Oh, it's you. Please hold. Mr. Presidente, I will transfer your call.
What? What the hell is this? Is this music? It sounds like someone stabbing my eardrums with shards of glass.
This is what I was saying, Mr. President.
This is ridiculous.
Hola, Donald.
Hello, Claudia. Ah, yes. Hello, Claudia. This is Donald. Sorry to trouble you. But I understand you have a man down there, a very, very bad man, named William Tell. Your people are holding. We want to take him off your hands.
Ah, see, well, Donald, considering all of the labor needed to transfer your man, I think $2 billion would be
no.
fair. Yes,
no,
$2
billion. No, Claudia, no
$2
money.
$2 billion.
Let's not even get into it.
Juanito.
What else do you want?
All right, fine, Donald, you also have a man. Up in one of your supermax prisons, an innocent Mexican political prisoner. We want him freed and returned to Mexico immediately.
Well, all right, Claudia, I can look into that for you. What's your man's name?
The man you have unrightfully and unjustly imprisoned. His name is Yuri Jakov. We demand Yuri Jakov.
Yuri Jakov? Hang on just a moment, Claudia. Director, who is Yuri Jakov?
Give me your fucking cup, say cake, bitch! Or I'll burn the other fucking guy out of your fucking head! Turn face, haha! Apparently, you don't know, bitch, but I am Yuri Jakov. You will call me Mr. Jakov. Every time you are in the fucking cell and all of your fucking cops belong to me. bitch!
Smash up. only pirate radio show heard from Santa's workshop in Tijuana, all the way down to my cousin's place in Acapulco, and heard everywhere in between. This is Captain Blackbeard Radio, broadcasting live from the back of a whorehouse in Cabo San Lucas, famous for the world's biggest crabs, where the Montezuma's Revenge is free to all tourists. This is an underground radio station, and we say and we play what we feel here. This is your host for the evening, currently in need of some grass or ass. I am Ronald Reagan. The captain is currently trying to keep the Mexican Navy from sinking. But I'll be with you all night. Yeah, mama. Giddy up. Damn, mama. This broadcast is designed to bring you the finest sounds around from the underground. This program is 110% pure, uncut, and illegal. The good shit for the essays and chicas who are down across the dark seas will be transmitting to you in real time. Unless my cousins get tired pedaling the generator, or unless the feds kick in our door. In the event of either case, this is a minority-owned radio station. Minority? It's just me and about 50 of my cousins here. And our topic today is Gato! Hairy Gato! Wet Gato! Smelly Gato! We advise you to turn out your lights, put on your headphones and turn up the volume. Drink it in and dab on it. Bitches! Because this is the real pirate radio. This is Captain Blackbeard Radio. This is Captain Blackbeard Radio. Blue skies and calm seas, baby. What the?
your concentration? I didn't mean to do that. Please, continue. What's the matter? Oh, you were through. Well, allow me to retort. Do you read the Darknet? Do you read the fucking Darknet? Oh, you don't? Well, allow me to tell you about a Darknet market. My favorite Darknet market on that side of the internet. Dark Matter Market, the most powerful market in the galaxy. The fucking best of everything that Darknet has to offer. The best world-class vendors, the best support on either side of the internet. The widest selection of anywhere on the Darknet. I fucking love Dark Matter Market. I fucking love Dark Matter Market. Do you know what they call the best Darknet market in Europe? The same thing they call it everywhere else. Dark Matter Market. The only Monero multi-sig market in existence, making it impossible for your money to disappear or get stolen, so you don't wind up with a hard pipe-hitting distinguished gentleman such as myself showing up at your door to get medieval on your ass with a pair of pliers and a blowtorch. Hell, with Dark Matter Market, you can even browse the market without being forced to register, so you can log on and just look around at everything the best of the Darknet has to offer. I want you to go to Dark Matter Market. I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Visit Dark Matter Market today before I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ha ha!
Dark Matter Market. The most powerful market in the galaxy. Dark Matter Market. Find Dark Matter Market by directing your Tor browser to daunt.link. Your portal to the dark seas. That's D-A-U-N-T. Dot. Link.
Amigos, see friends, hate to bother you. You've been listening to that same mariachi music for the last 6 hours. I like a good narco corrido as much as the next man, but even Hendrix and Beethoven has their limits. What do you say you change it up a little?
¿Qué quieres? ¿Es un tipo blanco?
¿Qué quieres? Llevo blanco.
No, I think you misunderstand me. I've been sitting over here on my bunk for the last 6 hours, enjoying your fine music. All I'm asking you gentlemen for is something different. No disrespect to you. No disrespect to this fine music you're enjoying. Oh, I see you all have guns and knives in this prison. With how thorough they were with my strip search, I was not expecting that. Clearly, you gentlemen are right here. The music stays.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot, please. No te critican ni te critican música. Ey, simplemente amablemente y respetuosamente pidiéndote que cambies la estación. Este tonto blanco quiere ver cigano entradas para conciertos. You, loco Casper, el fantasma amistoso. You come with me now. Now.
Thank you.
These are underwater sounds made by humpback whales as they pass near Bermuda in the spring. They were recorded through a hydrophone, which is a kind of underwater microphone. The water is very deep, and the sounds are echoing off the undersurfaces of waves and from the submarine canyons and ridges on the island slope. If you listened for a long time, you would hear that the sounds are organized into definite repeating patterns. So we call them songs, just as we refer to bird songs or frog songs. Unlike bird songs, humpback songs are very long, 6 to 30 minutes, and are strung together without pauses between them. They are probably the longest, loudest, and slowest songs in nature.
Yeah? Yeah? Come in. Hang on just a second, Director. I'm going to have to call you back. Oh, Maria.
Jack. Hello? You wanted to see me?
Yes, Maria. Thank you. Sit down. Maria, this is of the utmost importance, so I'm not going to beat around the bush here.
Oh, sure, Jack. What is it?
This is coming from the top. They want you as a point man, point person, on this William Tell Yuri Jackoff exchange. You're going to be the main agent in charge of Yuri Jackoff for the handoff to the Mexicans. You will escort Yuri Jackoff from his prison down to the gateway to the Americas, International Bridge, on the border between Laredo, Texas, and Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua, in 24 hours. Do you have any questions?
Jack, I want no part of this. Yuri Jackoff is no political prisoner. The television is out of their minds. Jackoff is an evil, violent psychopath with global capabilities. Yuri hasn't given us anything, no information, no contacts. He just spits at our agents. If we give in to Mexico, he's just going to go free. We wouldn't even have him if those Philadelphia detectives weren't touched by God to catch him in the first place. Jack, this is a terrible, terrible thing.
Maria, you know, it's a bullshit. I know, it's bullshit, but the world is made of bullshit. That's our job, handling it so other people don't have to, and so other people don't get hurt. The leadership decided, turning over, a textbook in human misery and suffering like Yuri Jackoff. To the Mexicans. We'll do some good somewhere in the world. Do I like it? No. Is it my job to question it? No. It is our jobs, simply to carry out orders. The leadership picked you. I agreed. Maria Ramirez is one of the most capable agents I've ever seen. You're qualified in every aspect of this job, to the field, to the gun range, to the backyard. Maria, don't let your fears get in the way of a good time.
I'm not even a field agent. I'm supposed to handle one of the world's worst criminals who just burned eyes out of the head and cut the throat of another cellmate? Are you crazy?
Maria, don't worry, Maria. You always have a team of agents who are trained in this sort of thing around you at all times. You're just the point person on this one. Look, Maria, don't worry. You're the quarterback with a team of guys around you to protect you. Yuri Jackoff will be shackled from head to toe. You'll have 20 men around you just itching to kick this scumbag's
Jack,
ass.
Jack, look at me. Stop looking away. Look me in the eyes. Why?
Maria, I don't know. Maybe your credentials impressed someone somewhere. Maybe this is someone's idea of a joke. Either way, it would be advisable for you to take this. Get some frontline experience. It will be good for your career. I wouldn't send you if I thought you were in danger and this was beyond your capabilities. I'm sending you because I think it will be good for you.
Okay. Jack, that's good enough for me. I'll go and be the point man on this. I'm seriously humping whales.
Not humping whales, Maria. Humpback whales. My wife. She thinks it will be good for stress. But honestly, after listening to it for hours, it just sounds like her yelling at me.
I know. I was kidding. Bless your heart. And bless your wife's garden.
Always been one of my favorites. Maria, be safe. Go get 'em, Tiger. Ah, Director, sorry about that. just taking care of that Mexico thing. Where were we?
Here is part of the same song played at its natural speed and pitch, just the way other whales hear it. All the sounds are made by one whale, both the high squeaky tones and the low rumbly ones.
Señor, no, lo siento.
What?
Pero
what are you
walking around here? Así que,
what?
Señor, lo
what do you want, officer? What
do
you want? I don't speak very
río.
Good Mexican. You're going to have to slow
señor,
down. God damn it!
Por favor, escúcheme.
What?
Tendrás que extinguir tu cigarrillo. You. Soy un oficial de policía mexicano.
What? My goddamn cigarette? That's your fucking problem?
Nuestras
it's not
leyes
crack?
Acaban de caballar.
It's a no cigarette, officer.
Señor.
What the hell? You've never seen a cigarette. This is the only thing that gives me joy.
Lo siento mucho,
in
señor.
Life.
Puedes sentir tu frustración.
God damn it!
También creo que las nuevas leyes sobre tabaquismo y tabaquismo son absurdas. Pero las leyes son leyes.
Officer, I can buy every drug known to man. In every direction I can throw a rock. Here in Mexico, but I can't smoke a fucking cigarette on the street? Are you fucking nuts?
Señor Barton.
God damn it! I'm an American federal agent, and these cigarettes are Dr. Purr's! Why? God damn it! Dr. Purr's! Why? God damn it!
All
right. All right, I'll put my fucking cigarette out. You win! You fucking win!
Pero mi cara no es el lugar para apagar tu cigarrillo. Pero muy bueno.
God damn it! I hate Mexico.
Director, I know this is absurd, but do you have any idea where they got that huge fountain? The one they arrested, what was his name? William Tell, yeah. The one they arrested him in? The people in Chicago are up my ass about this damn fountain. What was it again?
The what?
The Buckingham Fountain. I don't know what to tell the Chicago people. What do I tell them, Director? In the middle of the night, the world's biggest fountain just disappears, winds up in Mexico, and a notorious criminal is taking a bath in it when he gets arrested. Your federal government is working to return the fountain? It's absurd. Is this an act of war from Mexico against us, Director? Who ever heard of such a thing?
Ladies and gentlemen, the President-elect of the United States, the Honorable Donald John Trump.
Hold on, Director. Stay on the line. I'll be right back after I do something. Real quick.
Thank you, stranger, for saving my life. You must be someone important if you have your own apartment in a prison. I hope you know I don't put out on the first date.
Caspar, you cannot go back to your bunk, or you will die of Mexican natural causes. Those men were Trafala. They were so high, doubtful, they even noticed you. But now, well, you're lucky I passed by. Another minute in that cell, and your luck would have run out.
Well, thank you again, friend. This Tito Puente record is soothing my soul and my ears. What's your name? Why are you in here? Are you a cartel man?
Look, man, everyone knows the cartels run everything. In here, out there. In here, I get a room. And the food and drugs are better. Out there, what's the difference? My name. My name is Maurice.
Maurice? Aha. You're the only Mexican I've ever met who could play for a French-Canadian hockey team.
I'm not Mexican, man. My dad was Puerto Rican. My mom was French. I am the half-breed bastard result.
And yet those men, Krafala, they respect you?
Estoy dispuesto a ojedra a alguien. They respect my voice. And I can speak their language, but in here, everyone is equally worthless. You pig.
Oh, Maurice. You mean worthless in this prison? Or do you mean worthless in life? And what of a fine, upstanding gentleman of the North, such as myself? Tell me, Maurice, am I equally worthless?
Look, man, I don't like Blanco. You lie, you cheat, you always need to be in control. But in here, you'll be fine. Unless you're a bitch, or a snitch, or a thief, or some other menos que el hombre. You have friends in high places. That's why I was looking out for you.
Oh, well. Fabulous, then. Maurice, my name is William. Why don't you pour me a shot of that tequila you're drinking, and I'll spark this blunt I snuck in.
God damn!
Sound good?
That is the dankest shit I have ever smelt in my life. My eyes are watering from over here. I, William, here, spark it with my lighter. Well, well, well. Deus mio no giolido nata tan bueno. Deste el Capitan Blackbeard. Evo Capitan Blackbeard.
Although there is one thing. You're come to find, Maurice. I don't lie or cheat.
Boys in the Kremlin sneak me in a prostitute? You can't do anything through this glass, you know. Who the hell are you? No.
Good afternoon, sir. I am Federal Agent Maria Ramirez. I have been assigned as your point of contact. In your transfer to Mexican authorities tomorrow afternoon, the transfer will take place at the gateway to the Americas Bridge.
I can smell you through the glass. You smell like my sixth wife. She looked just like you. When I kidnapped her from her village, she gave 8 sons. Before I sold her on the black market.
Oh, Mr. Jakov, that's wonderful. That you're choosing now to begin confessing to crimes
pot. Try to focus here.
You will be released into Mexican custody tomorrow.
You know I love Latina women. Several of my sons are half and halves. If I ever got the chance, I would fuck you.
Maria, I would fuck you real good.
Yuri, goddammit. Stick to being nice to the lady, or I'm cutting this call off and putting you in isolation for the rest of the day.
I guess this is what your prison psychiatrist marked as sane in your prison records. I think we're done here. Be ready to be transferred in the morning, Mr. Jakov. It was a memorable meeting you.
I'm sure you'll be touching yourself thinking about me tonight. Can't wait to get close to you tomorrow. Close enough to touch!
Hello? Lord Ass? Lord Ass? No? This is Captain Blackbeard Radio. Look. Yeah, this is Captain Blackbeard Radio. That last song was so long, Ronald Reagan asked me to fill in. Man, hang on a second. I'm fucking everything up. I can't see the control panel. With all of the smoke in the studio. Hang on, man. F shit. Shit, there it is, man. Hang on, let me hit this button. Mm-hmm. Wow, this is the stuff Richard Nixon listens to? Wow, man, he's a lot more sensitive, huh? Than I took him for. Ah, there we go. So, yeah, man. What were we talking about? There's your host, Intel Cheech. Richard. Gets bit. There's your host, I'm Lying Big Johnson, or wait, I already did that joke, I think. Call in, let me know, man. I'm sorry. Ronald Reagan must be blazing a quarter pounder. Man. Yeah. Or Ronald and his cousins are using the smoke from the California fires. Sneak back over to their summer estates. Ronald Reagan must be blazing a quarter pounder. Right on, man. Richard Nixon and his cousins have great dope, man. And the best food I've ever had. You know, one leads to the other, man. Anyway, they told me I gotta talk, you know, on the radio. Tell jokes, be a personality. And why do cowboys have shit on their mustaches? Because they've been looking for love in all the wrong places. But, I mean, I don't know any cowboys, so I don't know if that's accurate, man. Patrick Mahoney might be my son. I use the fuck buffaloes. I'm stoned, but Ronald Reagan and his cousins have great dope and food. But if more people were stoned, there would be less violence in the world, man. But marijuana is a really good plant for, like, medical stuff, man. Because boredom is a disease, too. Oh, shit, the music ran out. I guess that's the end of Rocheton. Whatever. This is Captain Blackbeard Radio. Is that right? Nope. Holy shit. Really? This is really Captain Blackbeard Radio? The Dark Seas? All that computer stuff? Captain Blackbeard Radio? Like the real one? No way? Fuck, hey, man. I fucking love Captain Blackbeard Radio, man. All the voices. And, oh, fuck yeah, man. Well, fuck yeah, man. You listen to that, far out, man. Captain Blackbeard Radio, holy shit. Well, yeah, man. You're listening to Captain Blackbeard Radio, man. Yeah, man. The Dark Seas and all that computer shit, man. Blaze it, man. Ha 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 ha.
The biggest icon in wrestling.
Well, you know, brother, people ask me, what is the secret to Hollywood Hogan? Being Hollywood Hogan! And the answer is simple, dude. Hollywood Hulk Hogan gets everything to be Hollywood Hulk Hogan at Dark Matter Market, the most powerful market in the galaxy. Want to get big? Dark Matter Market. Want to get high? Dark Matter Market. Want to get fast? Dark Matter Market. Want to get slow? Dark Matter Market. Want to go the distance with Macho Man? Dark Matter Market. Want to last the night with Miss Elizabeth? Dark Matter Market. Brother, the only Monero multi-sig market ever created, so I don't have to risk my 15 pounds of gold when I step in the squared circle with Dark Matter Market. This isn't a work, brother. This is a shoot. Dark Matter Market has the best world champion vendors offering everything from A to Z, dude. Don't let phony or fly-by-night markets give you the big leg drop and have you looking up at the lights while your money gets the big 1-2-3 count. Dark Matter Market is where the real power lies, brother, being the most powerful market in the galaxy with the best of everything the Darknet has to offer. So what you gonna do when Dark Matter Markets and Hulkamania runs wild on you?
The biggest icon in wrestling.
Dark Matter Market. The most powerful market in the galaxy. Dark Matter Market. Find Dark Matter Market by directing your Tor browser to daunt.link, your portal to the dark seas. That's daunt.link.
Bienvenido a este que es Mexican News Radio. Noticias, tecnología, política y mucho más, solo aquí en Mexican News Radio con Juan Daniel de la Cruz. Esparta, bienvenido, comenzamos.
Ganso, ganso. Me canso, ganso.
Buenas tardes, soy Lucy Díaz, aquí con tus noticias de la noche. Nuestra historia principal esta noche, criminal de renombre, William Tell, mañana se intercambiará en la frontera mexicana para el giro nacional mexicano.
Y prisionero político, Jack of Yuri. Esto es en medio de la presión de la presidenta de México, Claudia Sheinbaum. Las tensiones son altas en...
Hold on, Maurice. Turn it back. I want to hear that news and see if I want concert tickets.
De cuando hablaste español, I can see why those chafalo wanted to kill you. You can get hurt messing with a Puerto Rican stereo, William.
Nunca me pregunto si podía hablar español. No, please, amigo, turn it back. Just for a moment.
Ah, come on, man. It's just the same bullshit. Trump, Trump, Trump. Basta de ese rico gringo. Ah, fine. Fine. I'll turn it back if you hurry up and take your turn, man. I started this chess game as a young man. You're making me end it as an old man.
Con realocios en su peor momento en gatas, entre las tejicel, se espera que este intercambio de prisioneros ayude a elevar las tensiones entre dos países.
Ah, well, I'll be damned. Maurice, if I was a travel agent and you could go anywhere in the world, what would you do? And where would you go?
Go anywhere? Todivia, Tavia, estás drogado con el Casper Neglina Purpura. You're tripping, you're crazy. Why would I leave this five-star hotel?
No, seriously, hombre to hombre. Where would you go?
Seriously, man. No estás jodiendo conmigo, Casper. I want to see my mother. I haven't seen her in years.
We all love our mothers. And our mothers love us. Where is your mother, Maurice?
She's back home in Puerto Rico. La extraño mucho, hombre. Me destroza por dentro. But what am I going to do? I'm here.
Ah, amigo. I think the North is calling you.
El Norte, ¿de qué mierda estás hablando? What do you mean by that, William?